If just some of the leaves of the radish, even though the whole radish itself is stuck inside the tevin, inside the straw that's muksa, but if you have at least one leaf that's sticking out on top, is any nechoshes? You know the din is you're allowed to hold that leaf and just pick up the radish, even though the radish is going to make mamish the coals, is going to make the tevin move on the side a lot. Still it's mutter, but that's called a tiltum in that side. So Drashi, miksas olam megulim, mishum Shabbos not the chirsh Shabbos. The boy the mister nitolam b'Shabbos and loytol b'yechsim b'olam shalhem. You're allowed to pick it up mamish on Shabbos. So the Brisa says, in such a case, ain nechoshes. You're allowed to pick them up. Loy mishum klayim. There's no issa klayim in such a case like this. It is not called klaya kerem in such a case like this. Loy mishum meiser. And there's no issa of meiser. Drashi. I mean, it didn't grow yet. Let me show you. Neshema nishrash nisusiv. Maybe it like started to grow already. V'loy mishrum shviyas. V'nitolim b'shabbos. Now, is this the case here? You took these pears and you stuck it into the ground. Now, before it's there 3 days, it doesn't start to grow yet. So if it didn't start to grow yet, there's no issa klayim, there's no issa mice, there's no issa shviyas. Nothing started to grow yet. And who are doing v'nitolim b'shabbos? Therefore, you're allowed to pick it out of the ground on Shabbos also. Since it didn't start to grow yet, there was a nishrash, no roots came out into the ground, you're allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. So I, the crew, you're moving the dirt on the side. So what? Since it's called the tiltum and atzat, so it's mutter. So b'zoi, when you have a chair, even though you have dirt on top of the chair, so what? It's called tiltum and atzat, it's still mutter. So it's still called something, a davra nitni, you can carry it away on Shabbos. So why is it called a good meat? And the Gemara like Srichom to boy more of a chatina. The talking about your mom is stuck into the ground very tight, and it's tight ground there, that you can't stand pick up the chair. The only way to get the chair out of the ground is by taking a shovel and starting to shovel. And that's an issue there already. If you have to use a shovel, that's called Harisha, that's called the Mirap of the Kaka, therefore it's called a Dovership, not Mitl on Shabbos. The way the chair is right now, you can't pick the chair out of the ground, the Maisam. It's stuck too well in. I could take a shovel and start shoveling it out. That's also to do on Shabbos. So if you put a chair that's stuck there well, that's not mitl on Shabbos, that's called a good meat. So therefore we look as if since on top of the chair, it's less than yutvachim to the top of the kaisom, it's not mamayit, it is mamayit, and therefore the wall is not called a mechitza. Vaita. Sulama mitzri eina mamayit. V'yatsur mamayit. Same thing, if you have a wall in between two chaserim, and you want the wall is yutvachim high, so you can't make one chotzer between both of them. Or else again, if the wall is dal tvachim wide, you can't carry from one chotzer to the top of the wall. Now again, you want to be mamayit, you want to make the wall that it shouldn't have a din like it's high, yutvachim. So another answer is bring a ladder, pashut gered, bring a ladder, that hanging on, the climb up the ladder, you'll get to half of the wall. So from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall, it's less than yutvachim, that's also called a good meat. But the Brisa says it depends different type of ladders. A sulam on mitzri is not mamayit. Mashenkin vatsuri, a ladder, comes from tsuri, that is mamayit. We'll soon see what the chiluk is. So the Mara, hechi dami sulam on mitzri. What's called a sulam that comes from mitzri, an Egyptian ladder, that's not called mamayit? Why not? Amri devei Rav Yanai, kol she'en loy arbo chavokin. I mean, it doesn't have like four planks to walk up. If the ladder is not that big, it's a small ladder, that's called nito very easily, so that's not called it's kavua. That's called a dovra nito. You can just pick up the ladder and carry it away, that's not mamayit. So at least if it has to have at least four planks, that's called a heavy ladder. Omalei ravacha brei the rav of the ravashi. My time of the suma mitzri, the loy mamayit. What's the swerve? Well, what's the reasoning? Why do you say this type of a ladder is not mamayit? Omalei, loy shmilacha, didn't you hear? Hod the Omer of Acha Barada, that Rav Acha Barada said, Omer of Amnuna, Omer Rav, Mishum the Hevelay Dovash and Nitta B'Shabbos. The Torah says, even like we had before by a chair, even though this ladder right now is against the wall, if you climb up the ladder, you're less than 10 tefachim away from the top of the wall. But so what? Since this ladder is Dovra Nittul, you could just pick up the ladder and move it away. So anything that's Nittul on Shabbos is not Mamayit. We look as if you can carry it away, and therefore it's not Mamayit. The whole davar shenito, the Shabbos ain't mamayit. That's the locha. Iyachi fretli marbazoi afilu tsurinami. The court of kashri is what type of a ladder is not mamayit, is not metaltum. Every ladder can carry you away. There's no such thing. Any type of ladder you have, you just put it up and then take it away. There's no wisdom in the raisa. There's no wisdom carrying it. So zayhari, what's the case of a sula matsuri that is mamayit? Ayit a davar nito. And the Gemara name, Hosam koivdoi kavei enechanami. A sula mitzvah means a very, very heavy ladder. that lamaisa is too heavy, like for one person to carry up. So once it's near me, it's a svara, it's not going to move the way on Shabbos. It's very heavy. What does Rashi say? Kayv doy kaveyo, or mitayach shu kavoid, a night the night so mishom. V'loy mishom isser, ele mishom shekosha litloy. That's all, period. Because even though lamaisa mistam, you could do it, mistam, if you get a few people together and pick up the ladder, but since it's heavy to do it, it doesn't say claw the shear exactly how heavy it has to be. Does it mean it's heavy for one person? Now, call upon him a heavy ladder, it's not so easy to do it. So you think twice before you move it. So that's not cool, it's going to be moved this Shabbos. So in a time when the ladder is there, usually your conveyor is there, you leave it there and you're going to use it always. So if you have a ladder next to the wall that you could climb up the ladder and you'll be less than 10 sparkles from the height, that's also called a miyat. You mamayat from the height of the kaiso, it's not called a rishos yachar on top. Good, so that's the teretz. So over there, that suri has the mile, it's a kaiselak, it's a sulam hakovet, it's a very heavy one. Mashenki, sulam ha-mitzri is not so heavy, so then you could carry it. And that started off saying the shear was, kol shein le'arba chavokim, it doesn't have four planks to it, right? That's the shear of a heavy ladder. A heavy ladder means there are four planks to it. So since there are four already, that's a heavy ladder. If it doesn't have four, it's not so heavy, then it's called davar metalto. Omer Abaya. Kleisel shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a wall in between two chatzerim, kavoya asara tvochim, saka 10 tvochim high. So the way it is right now, you can't make an error together. You have a separation here. V'niach sulam roichav abo mikan. Now, on one side of the wall, they put a wide ladder, 4 tvochim wide, against the wall. V'sulam roichav abo mikan. And the other side of the wall, so the other chatzer did the same thing. They put a ladder on this side of the wall. Now between one ladder and the other ladder going up, there's not a distance of gimel tefachim. In other words, the right ladder going up kamat meets the left ladder going up, and they're not far away apart three tefachim. Since they're not three tefachim separated, we look as if it's a good pesach. You like kamat climb up this ladder and go straight over the other ladder, go straight down the other thing. That's called a good pesach already. Mimayit, that's called a good miyat. So Melech considered like both chatzerim could walk up, and in such a case is called the good pesach, that you could even make one erev together also. And then with the Mimayit on top of it is not called its own Rishos Yochid. It's like bottle to both of them. Rashi Klo, you can make an erev together. Now if you want to, it's called like a good pesach, since you could walk straight across from one echotzer into the next echotzer, you could even make one erev together. Mashenkein shloisha. Let's say the ladder is three tefachim away, one ladder from the next ladder. Then ain't mamayit. Then it's not mamayit. It's not called so easy to walk. If you have the ladders like this, this ladder is over here and this ladder is over here, and there's more than three tefachim separated, then we don't look like it's easy to go straight over. No, it's three tefachim away. It's not so easy to go over. Then we don't look as if it's called a pesach. Shloisha ain't a mamayit.
Yeah.
Marvelay amoron el deloy heve kaisel arbo. Avol heve kaisel arbo, afilo mufla tuva nami. We're only talking about the top of the wall itself is not four tefachim wide. There is not a nice thick wall on top. Mashenkin, if the wall on top is four tefachim wide, then even though one ladder goes up on one side of the wall, and the other ladder goes up mamash on the other side of the wall, still it's called the good pesach. Why? Because you could walk up the ladder from your chutz to the top of the wall. When you're on top of the wall, it's nothing to walk down to the other side of the wall, because the wall itself is rochiv dal tefachim. Anything that's rochiv dal tefachim is called easy to use it. So therefore it's nothing to walk straight across the wall to the other end of the wall, and then you go down the ladder on the other side of the wall. So therefore it's still called a good pesach. Only if the wall is not four tefachim wide, it's less than that, then it's not so easy to walk along the wall. It's not lichat hashmishta. Since the ladders going up and going down are right next to one another, or less than three tefachim away, then we look as if it's a good pesach. But if they're far away already, you can only go up and you're afraid to walk the wall to the other side of the wall to go down. So that's not called a good pesach. So again, b'lei amaron, elod lehevi kaisel abo. The thickness of the wall itself was not four tefachim wide. Avol hevi kaisel abo. But if the thickness of the wall on top was 4 tefachim wide, afilo muflag tuva, even though one ladder goes up at one end of the wall, and the other ladder goes up on the other end of the wall, still it's good, still it's kosher. Because you walk up to the top of the wall with your ladder, and then you walk down walk across the wall to the other side, and go down the other side. Omarav baby barabaya. Bono itzdebo agabe itzdebo. You made like two platforms. You made one, again, the same shirley, you have a wall going up, that the wall is 10 tefachim high, and you want to be mamayit. So you build one platform on the ground here, and then you build another platform on top of the second, on top of the first platform. Bona itztabo agabi itztabo. Yeah. Is imyesh bi itztabo atachtoina abo mamayit. If the bottom, the platform, is wide 4 tefachim, that's called a good miyit. Yeah, that's one thing. So you could use the bottom one, like we had before. Any time the miyit is 4 tefachim wide, that's called a good miyit. Even if the bottom platform is not wide, on top of that, they build another platform, which is wider. The top one like sticks out more. But the top platform is 4 tefachim wide. And from one platform to the next platform, height going up is like not gimel tefachim away. It's within gimel tefachim, one platform to another platform. So you can step on one platform and easily step onto the next platform. So it's very easy to get to the top platform. And the top platform is 4 tefachim wide. So that's called a good makom to mamayit. That's called a good miyit. Because it's very easy to get up to the second platform. And when you're on the second platform, that is wide 4 tefachim. And from there to the top of the wall is less than yud tefachim. That's called a good miyit. You don't have a wall here of yud tefachim. Let's see Rashi. Bona itztabo shaleit. She made a wooden platform. Agabe itztabo. Samach lekoisel. V'yesh avir mafsik ben zel lezeh. There's ear in between one and the other. Sheyei lo yoyne raglayin. Now the top platform has its own feet, legs, that's standing, has standing on its own feet, and the bottom platform is a little bit lower. Izim yesh batachtoin oirich dalid ubo nismayit goy b'shakoisel miyud. That alone is good. Like Mamayit Rashi Vadala Yoinim Hochi. Don't look at the second platform. You have the bottom platform. That platform is wide 4 tefachim, so it's a good mokum. And by standing on this platform, the wall is not 10 tefachim high. That's a miyut by itself. Inami, another way you could do it is, Rashi, Ein bo dalet, if the bottom platform is not 4 tefachim wide. V'yesh bo yoin dalet. But you have another platform, a little bit higher, which is dalet tefachim wide. V'yein ben zel is zeh gimel. And from the bottom platform to the top platform, it's not higher than gimel tefachim. Is chashvin and like echad. First, I didn't love it, but you consider it like one platform. Even though the bottom platform is not wide enough, it's not dalet tefachim wide, shafidam is still as good. Because you could walk easily to the top platform, and the top platform is 4 tefachim wide, then it's mamayit. Avuyesh b'neim shloisha. But let's say the top platform is higher than 3 tefachim, and the bottom platform is shrei ninu. We consider two separate ones. Or miyat piyav olav shmei miyat. Then Moshe, how do you get the top platform? It's like something hanging in the air. You can't get up there. So something hanging in the air is not called a miyat. It has to start off from the ground. So if the bottom one, you climb up to the bottom one. And from the bottom one to the top one is less than gimel tefachim higher. So you just walk up there. It's like loved. Considered like one, and since the top platform is rochiv, dalet tefachim, that's called a good meat. Right? V'yomar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravua, Sulam, if you have a ladder, Sheshli Voisov Porochois, that its planks are like flying out. Shrashi Shli Voisov Porochois, Shli Vois Chavokim is the planks, the wood go across, Madregois, the steps. Shalonu, Shakurin Yeh, Korolei Nami Sulam, the Sulam Shein Waisum Kain Madrega, Helekain Shliva Shalonu, Shiesh Avir Ben Chavokim, Vaino Perecha, Shaparecha Zu Al Zu, Vizok Fayet Takoisom. That's our ladders. Not a ladder that's made like a step. I'm all the Mustam Rash Sam to have ladders made like steps. That is Mamash a straight piece of wood. You just walk up easily. But our ladders, that there's air in between, from one step to another step, there's space in between. You just have a step. Then another step, then another step. Such a ladder. Ladder made out of steps, so there's air in between one step to another step. That's called Sulam Sheshlivoy Soparachas. That the step is like in the air, one to the other. Im yesh b'shliva tachtoin abo. If the bottom step of the ladder is wide, 4 tefachim wide, mamayit. count that place by itself, if from that step to the top of the wall is less than Yitzchakim, that's called a good meat. Inami ein b'shliva tachtoin abo. And even if the bottom step is not wide for Tzvachim, or b'v'yesh b'shliva hel yoin abo, but the second step is wide for Tzvachim. V'yein ben zeh l'zeh shloisha, and from one step to another step is not higher gimel Tzvachim, is a lochem amayit. That's the same halacha we had before by Nitzabur. It's the same thing. Since they're within Gimel Tzvachim, one from the other, with Tazadin Lovud, it's like attached. So it's like one a step here. And since the top part of the step is Rochev Dal Tzvachim, that's enough. Especially the exact same halacha before of a platform one on top of another. The Yomer Rav Nachman Yomer Rabba Vavua. Ziz Hayyitzim min HaKoysel. Let's say you have a stick that's projecting out of the Koysel. You have a wall, and a piece of ziz means usually a piece of wood that's sticking out of the koisel, coming out like an awning, coming out. Ziz hayyitzim min hakoisel. Dalal dal dalet. That this ziz is mamash rochiv dal dal dalet. Rashi, ziz hayyitzim min hakoisel, dalal dal dalet spoken. That's how wide this piece of wood is coming out. So it's come out like a small balcony coming out of the wall. V'niyech olav sulim kolshu. And they put on this here a small ladder. Sulim kolshu. Is mi'ato. Yishnalas v'mayit. Rashi v'niyech olav sulim kolshu. Afilu ein baruch v'daud. Even though the ladder is not four tefachim wide. V'emidoi bekarku. You put the one side of the ladder on the ground. V'somach roishoi b'ziz. And the other side of the ladder mamash rests on top of this plank, this wood coming out of the wall. Heve kechad mi'at. It's like one mi'at here. And on top this wood coming out of the wall, this balcony, like coming out of the wall, is Rochav Dal Dalid. So Mamash, you have like a balcony coming out of the wall, that balcony coming out is four tefachim by four tefachim. Now you're on the ground, how do you get up there? Well, put a small ladder even, Joe. So Mamash, a narrow ladder. But since the ladder is, each plank, each step is less than gimel tefachim to the next one, so it's stated like lovud, so it's like imamish, that top balcony is attached to the ground. It's like lovud attached to the bottom ground. So maybe it's easy to get up to that balcony, and from that balcony, so mokum tashmish of dalad al dalad, so when you're standing there, if you're less than yud tefachim, or higher than the top of the wall is not yud tefachim high, from there, it's called a good meal. Like the lachas before, the same thing. If you have two itzibus, if the bottom balcony is not dalad al dalad, but a cold corner from the bottom one, you could get easy to the top one. It's not gimel tefachim away. You could get up easy to the top one. We consider you on the top one. It's like one. And since from the top one to the top of the wall, it's less than you tefachim, the same thing. It's mamayit. So if you have a small ladder that gets you up to the balcony, that's also called the meat. So even if you have a wall in between two chaterim, if you have the balcony sticking out and you have a ladder to get up there, it's mamayit. You could make one eruv straight across. V'lo yamon ela di'oisvei olei. We're only talking about when you put the ladder, you put the ladder on top of the balcony. It was leaning on the balcony itself. But let's say you made the ladder lean against the wall. Then we say it's no good. If the ladder is not leaning on the balcony sticking out, it's just leaning on the wall itself, even though it's right next to the balcony, that's no good. That's just like arvuche arvuche, you're like widening, that's all. See Rashi? That your mamish put the top of the ladder on, leaning on the balcony, on the ziz, this piece of wood that's projecting from the wall. It's just only right next to it. It's not on the balcony itself. It's not leaning on the balcony. It's leaning on the wall. Then we say, no, avruche avruche, leziz. All you're doing is making the balcony a little bit wider. It's not considered like the sulim is like a ladder, like steps to get up to the balcony. Looking at the balcony by itself, the balcony is high off the ground. You can't stand and jump up there, so you can't look as if you're there. The only way you can look as if it's a miyat, as if it's mamish up there, if you have the ladder straight down, the ladder from the floor touching the balcony. But once the ladder just goes on the side of the wall, so even though the mice, you can climb up there and then like hop over on the balcony, that's no good. To make it look like one, like the balcony is attached to the ground, it has to be that the ladder is on the balcony itself. The ladder is almost coming down and leaning on the balcony. The Yomer Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua, Koisel Tisha Oser. If you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, that's what it is. Is Sarah Ziz Echod Latiroi. The mice, all you have to do is just have one projecting coming out of the middle. If you put a mamish straight in the middle, so the middle of 19 is how much? That's 9.5. So the projecting comes out 9.5 tefachim off the ground. So the mice, it's not called yutfachim off the ground. So if you have a ladder that lets you climb up to the top of this balcony, the balcony is not called its own Rishus Yochid, because it's not yutfachim off the ground. It's only 9.5 tefachim off the ground. And when you're on top of the balcony to the top of the wall, it's only get another 9 tefachim high. So therefore it's not yutfachim. So if you have the wall is 19 tefachim high, there's a way to be matzeh with it, have a balcony sticking out right in the middle. All you need is just one balcony. Mashenken Kaisel Esrim, let's say the wall is 20 tefachim high, then it's not going to help you one balcony sticking out. Because if the balcony sticks out right in the middle of Manashach, if it's the balcony sticks out more than 10 tefachim high, that's no good. It's his own Rishus Yochid. If it sticks out less than 10 tefachim high, then from the balcony to the top of the wall is more than Yutfachim. Elamai also right smack in the middle is also no good, because it itself is his own Rishus Yochid then. So there you need two balconies. You need first one balcony coming out that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and then another one also less than 10 tefachim higher, and then from that to the top of the wall you'll be able to get there. So if the wall is 20 tefachim high, then you have to have at least two zizim, at least two projections out of the wall to say, well, look as if you could get to the top of the wall without having your Rishus Yochid in between. Rashi, it's Sarah Shnei Zizim. Echod koyde masor, one less than 10 tefachim, tachtoinim, v'yechod lamala himenu v'toich asor v'yoinim, v'yevig v'yevig asor, because if any of them would be higher than you tefachim, v'yevig sagalei besulim kol shu, midi v'yevig koysel, because then it's going to be mamish a wall. If you have mamish a wall going along, then we say if you have a small ladder going up the wall, that's no good. Then you have to need out the ladder that's rochadal tefachim. We're only saying a kula. If the balcony sticking out is less than you tefachim off the ground, that's not called the song Rishus Yochid. So then we say if you have any small ladder going up, it's like attached to the ground. But once the balcony itself is gavoya, you tefachim, it's like the top of the wall. The top of the wall we had before, the only way you mamayit, if you have a good ladder, that's rochav dal to go up there. So mainly here, when the wall is 20 tefachim high, you need two projections coming out. Therefore, each one of them, there's no space of 10 tefachim in between one and the other, then you can be matzah with having these small ladders going up. Yeah. All right, stop here.
Hold the chayim ches. Start over again on top. Yeah, the chayim ches.